Okay, we left off on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the last few lines, the last four lines. The Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah that the din of Oynes applies even if the girl is a Chayvi Laban, even if the girl is a Chayvi Krisis. If the girl is a Chayvi Mrs. Bezin, then it's Kam Levi de Rabbinay. But the girl is a Chayvi Laban or a Chayvi Krisis, then there's no Kam Levi de Rabbinay. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So, and the Gemara learned that Acham Pesukim, even Chayvi Laban, even Chayvi Krisis, for Ein Kiddushin Tosin. So the Gemara asked the Kasher Minhu, but the din is that Chayvi Laban, there is a din of Kam Levi de Rabbinay. The Mishnah says, Elohein, Mishnah in the third parak in Makkah says, Elohein Aloikin, Abo Alachos, Valachasol, Valachasim, Valachasishtoi, Valachasoch, Valachasachiyal, Valanido, all these cases, there's Malkus. The Kaimalam, we know there is a din, Dein Aloikin Mishalim. So how can the Mishnah ignore that? The Mishnah says, even though there's Kores, Afal Pishain, Behi Kores, Ain Behem, Mrs. Besen. So what? Kores per se doesn't pater. We don't accept from the Chunyim and Akona that Kores paters, Mitam Kamle with the Rabbinate. But all these Chayvi Krisis are loikas, the Malkas paters. So the Taptasis points out, Taptasis Lamed Beis, I'll just give Poshim Shot. The Gemara thought that Tana de Bechiski is Klal. Tana de Bechiski again is the Brisa that appears on the fifth line from the top on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. Tana de Bechiski and Chiski is Yeshiva. Who was Chiski? Then Chiski was one of the twin sons of Rab Chiya. He had twin sons and he had twin daughters. Yehuda Bechiski were the twin sons. So in Yechiski is Yeshiva, Tana de Bechiski that had a Brisa. Makkah Behemish Alman and Makkah Yodim Yumas appears in one pasuk, so there's a hekish between the two. Ma Makkah Behemish Loch Elakta Bin Shegig Lemezid, the Odom Wod Leolam. Af Makkah Odom Yumas Loch Elakta Bin Shegig Lemezid. What do you mean? Loch Elakta Odom Wod Leolam. A person, Makkah Odom Yumas, Makkah Odom Yumas either goes on Retzech or goes on Makkah Ovivim. I said, what do you mean? A Retzech, a Makkah Ovivim, a Beshegig? It's Chayv Nisa, it's not true. So what does it mean? Lochi lakta min shogig lemeisa. Lochi lakta, that kam lebe de rabminei applies. That even if lemeisa bepoel mamish, he's not going to get the oynish misa, but since the avera that he did b'shogig warrants misa, he did the avera b'shogig, but still, even though he doesn't get the oynish misa, you still apply kam lebe de rabminei. So the Gemara thought, that's the taptos islam in beis amunal. The Gemara thought in asking the kasha, that Kam Levi de Rabbinay applies to Malkus and Mammon, even B'shoigeg. So that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can the Mishnah say that there's an Oynish, Eila Narish Yeshalam Knas, even Chai B'Laban, and Chai B'Rises, what happened to the din of Kam Levi de Rabbinay? So Rabbi Yechanan is going to talk an answer, that Torah B'Chizkia only applies to Misa. It doesn't apply to Malkus. Where is that, Rabbi Yechanan? Where is Rabbi Yechanan's answer? Where is that? Lamed Beis? Lamed Beis, yeah. Yeah. Five lines on the dot. Five lines on the dot. Rabbi Yechanan Amr. Rabbi Yechanan answers the kasha by saying, Afilatem achosanar, kanshi yisribo, kanshi lo yisribo. If they gave Mahasroa, so he's going to get Malkus, Lemaisa, the poor mom is going to get Malkus, then Eidanam Loikem Mishalim. Come, Lady the Rabbin applies. But Chayvi Malkus Shogigim, we don't apply the rule of Tana de Bechizni. It's restricted only to Chayvi Misa Shogigim. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Where's Rish Lakish? Lama Gimel Lama Beis. Rish Lakish is right in the center of the Amud. Almost the exact center of the Amud, there are two dots. It says Kashi with two dots, and it says Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. He thinks that Tana Bechizkia does apply even to Chayvi Malkus Shogigim. So he doesn't accept Rabbi Yechanan's answer. So how do you deal with the Mishnah? How can the Mishnah say that Habo Alachoso is Mishalim Knas? What happened to Kam Levi de Rabbinei? Even if it's B'Shogig. So he says the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. Then the Gemara says, is that true? That's what Rav Meir says. Loike Mishalim, but ain't on a Mesa Mishalim. Because the Mishnah says, Afal Pishain, but he carries and behem Mises Bezdin. If there would have been Mises Bezdin, he would have been. That's the next Mishnah. Abu Albito, he's Ma'anis' own daughter. So Abu Albito, there's Misa, so you don't pay the Knas. But if it's Abu Alachoso, there's no Misa, there's only Malkus, so then you do pay the Knas. So Resh Lakish interprets that the Mishnah is Rab Meir, Lishitosei, the Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, who holds that Loikim Mishalim. So the Gemara asks, I Rab Meir, Afil Bita Nami? Rab Meir doesn't seem to believe in Kam Lebe the Rab Minei at all. The Chitayim Rab Meir, Loikim Mishalim Islam, Mesa Mishalim Leislei. The Gemara says, no, but there's a Beferish of Brisa that says not so. So the Gemara explains that Brisa never said that. He just misread the Brisa. Rab Meir only holds Loikim Mishalim, but he doesn't say Mesa Mishalim. And then Rabbo disagrees. Rabbo is the last line on Lamedala and Aleph. This is a long discussion that goes on and on and on and on. First, you have Ula's on the. Where did we just start now? Lamed Aleph on the base on the last three lines. So the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah say there's no Kamle with the Rabbinate, but all of the Habala Choso is like it? It's a Mishnah in Makkos. Why don't you say Kamle with the Rabbinate, even if it's B'shoigeg? Kamle with the Rabbinate should apply even B'shoigeg because of Tana Bechizkio. So on the top line, Ula gives an answer. We didn't discuss Ula's answer yet. So then Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Ula's answer, and he holds that a simple answer. He says, Kam B'shi Yisraba, Rabbi Yochanan again, was five lines from the top of Lamed Beis on the base. Rabbi Yochanan says that Kam B'shi Yisraba, Kam Shalo Yisraba, that Tana Bechizkio only applies to Misa and Mammon. Doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon. He said, that's the answer to the Mishnah. Mishnah goes that he's not getting the Malkus. Mishnah Makkos says that there would be Malkus if there would be Asroah. And our Mishnah says, Abu Alachoso pays the Knas if there is no Malkus, because there was no Asroah. Then Resh Lakish, after the two dots on Lamed Gim, Lamed Beis, right smack in the middle of the Yomad, Resh Lakish says that he disagrees with Rabbi Yechon. He also tells him that even applies to Malkus pottering for Mammon. So the Mishnah has to be a leave of the Rab Meir. Then the Gemara gets involved, but doesn't Rab Meir seem to say in a Brisa even Mesa Mishalim, and that's against the Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to reinterpret that Brisa. Rab Meir never said that. And then Rabba, on the last line, on Lamed Aleph, says, Rabba says, no, Rab Meir holds from the din of Kamle with the Rab Minei, that Misa Patas from Mammon. But he holds that Misa doesn't pater from Knas. There's a major difference, between Mammon and Knas. Maybe be Knas is pater, and it doesn't make sense to pay Knas. That's a person knows on his own that he's Chayv Knas. So what does he have to go to Adin Torah for? I know, I stole from the guy's home, and I have to give him Karen and Kefal. The answer is no, that even Bebalotz is a Deshamayim. It does make sense to pay Knas on your own. You only pay Knas. And he matzi simatzi biyada hagneva. The Gemara understands he matzi biyadim timatzi b'dayyadim. You have to have adim who testify about the incident, and bezna has to make a gemardin. Calls man, you have no adim testifying. You don't have a bez making a gemardin. Afilu b'balatzi sedei shemayim doesn't make sense to pay the knas. There are a lot of differences between mammon and knas. So Rabbi claims here's another difference. Alibi the Rab Meir. The Rab Meir's opinion is that meis or mishalim, if you're dealing with a knas. So in our Mishnah, also you're dealing with a knas. You're dealing with a knas and with mammon. And now she's a knas. So the knas of chamishim shekel kesef of Aynes, you would not say kamle with the rabbinate by boalito. But the boishes of gam, you would say kamle with the rabbinate. So these are the various shittas. And then the Gemara is going to fill in a lot of missing information in between. Okay. So we're going back again. He said we started again on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how can the Mishnah say that you pay knas by Boal Achoso? What happened to Kam Lebe de Rabminei that not only does Misa Pater from Mammon?
You've got mail.
What? What did he say?
Well,
not only does Misa Pater from Mammon, Malkus also Pater from Mammon. Where's the Mokker in Chumash? The only pasuk in Mishpatim says that Misa patas from Mammon. It mustn't yeah, but asata im lo yasan anish yanish. If the woman doesn't get killed, then you have to pay the male lotus. It mustn't yeah, if the woman loses her life and asata nevish tachas nefesh, then you don't pay the male lotus. So that's the Mokker for the institution of Kam Levi de Rabbinei that Misa patas from Mammon. Where is there a Mokker in Chumash that Malkus patas from Mammon? So the Gemara is going to explain on Amid Beis, on Lamed Beis on the Beis, the Mokar is from yesterday's Parsha, from Tiseitzen. That it says, V'hoyo, how does it say? V'zdiklas atzar k'vishirus ha-rasha v'hoyo v'din ha-kos ha-rasha v'til ha-shar v'kol ha-fan k'dei v'shosoy v'mispar. What do you mean, k'dei v'shosoy? So the Gemara understands from that, reading in between the lines, Mishum Risha Achaz Adamachayvo, the Pasuk talks about a person getting Malkus. So you only give him the Malkus, you punish him on one Risha, you don't punish him on the other one. You don't give him two punishments at the same time. So that Pasuk, is the mocker for the other two kinds of Kamblai with the Rav Mina. The mocker for Misa Patas from Mamen, that's a Mishpatim. Lo Yosan Onish Onish. And this Pasuk, G'day Rishosa, tells me the other two forms. What are the other two? That Malkus Patas from Mammon and Misa Patas from Malkus. These are both included in this Pasuk. And Rav Meir holds Loike Mishale. So Rav Meir doesn't hold from this whole Rasha Mishir, G'day Rishosa. He doesn't hold that Malkus Patas from Mammon and he doesn't hold that Misa Patas from Malkus either. There is no such thing. He only subscribes to the one Pasuk in Mishpatim. It says in Mosan Yim and Asat and Nevishtach and Nevishtach that Misa Patas from Mammon. The other two forms of Kamal Abid Rabbinah, he's not good. He doesn't hope in his Josh.
Yeah. Why is Rabbi quoting that Pasuk and after the Pasuk by Akari that Rabbi quoted they didn't get the Misa Bid Yishmaim, I mean Misa Bid Adam, so Hashem said they didn't get Akari.
That's from the Chunya Ben Akana. We for sure don't accept his opinion. Chunya Ben Akana holds that Karis Patas from Mammon. So he's out of the picture. His opinion, he studied a lot of Kabbalah, whatever, but we have not accepted him in Nigla. And the Gemara says, La Pukim Aram Chunya Ben Akana. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is against him. So he's not the running over here. So the Gemara was bothered with the Kasha, the top line, Alam is Beis Amid Aleph. How can the Mishnah say, Abol Achoso is Chayef to pay Knas? What happened to the Malkus pattering from Mammon, and we should apply Tana the Bechizkia, even if it's B'Shegeg, should also say that the Malkus patters from the Mammon. So Omar Ula, on the top line, Alam Ibeis and Aleph, Ula's suggestion is, Loika Shikam Bachosa, Nara Kam Bachosa, Bogeris. The punishment of Oynes and the Fata is only Naira Besula. It doesn't imply she's a Bogeris. So the Mishnah in Makkos that says Elohein Haloiken Abol Achosa is talking if she's a Bogeris, so there's no moment to pay. Whenever there's moment to pay, then you pay the moment and you don't get the punishment of the Knat. So the Gemara says, what is Ula's opinion? Gemara's going to spell it out soon. What is it? On the sixth line from the top. Alma Kosova Rula. Obviously Ula is of the opinion that there is a din of Kedei Rishosai. If you have Malkus and Mammon, you don't get both. But instead of saying the way we accept La Halacha, you get the Malkus, you don't pay the Mammon, he holds the reverse. Amakos of Rula, he's of the opinion that Darshan Kedei Rishosai, Kol Heichadika, Mammon and Malkus, any case. In Kol HaTarakula, that's what it sounds like. Kol Heichadika, Mammon and Malkus, any case, but you have both Mammon and Malkus. Mammon and Mishal Milka Loiloki. You give a punishment only Kedei Rishosai one, but which one? You make him pay the Mammon, Benar Machaver, and he's off the hook with the Malkus. So the Gemara going back again to Ula, to the top, he says, Loi kash kam achosa bogeris. The Mishnah Makkos says that he gets Malkus, Baal achosa, only if she's a bogeris. The Gemara says, achosa bogeris, there's no knas, but what about boshes of pagam? Bogeris namahika, boshes of pagam. And according to Ula, whenever there's a chiyav mammon, you don't get the Malkus. So let him pay the boshes of pagam, he should be potter from the Malkus. Everything more, bishoto. What's bishoto? What's bishoto? So how much is a boshes? Boshes is the girl is embarrassed that she was a nensa. A shota doesn't understand mechala, what's going on? So there's no boshes to pay. What's pigam? Pigam is if you would. Pigam is a nezik. The Gemara says, right, pigam had a nezik. What is nezik? You estimate how much would a person sell for. If you would sell a person as an eved or a shivko, how much would they sell for? So because the person, the girl, is a ba'ula now, so if you sell her as a shivcha k'nainis, she'll sell for less. He'll sell for less. Why sell for less? If someone buys a shivcha kain, why is he buying a shivcha kain? It's to wash the dishes. The girl is only 12 years old. So what's the shivcha kain going to do over here? Right, so the Gemara says, usually a shivcha kain is washes dishes, washes the floors, cooks the food, cleans the Venetian blinds, whatever. Over here, why should that make a difference whether she's a ba'ula or a psula? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara later, if a person is out to buy a shivcha kain is to make happy, he's ebed kanaini, so he'll prefer, he'll spend a little extra money to buy shivcha kain who's a basula as opposed to a ba'ula, so to keep his ebed kanaini happy. Yeah. There is a question in the beginning of Perek HaChovel. The Mishnah says that the Chovel B'Chaver has to pay Chamisha Dvarim, pay Nezik Tzar, Vipri Shevis and Boishes. How much is Nezik? You estimate Kama Hu Shavalim Kabashuk. How much wood, let's say, smashed into your car. And now the car is worth less. It's much less valuable. So how do you estimate how much I have to pay? So the Gemara says, Kama Yashavalim Kabashuk. If I would try to sell it before the damage, I try to sell it after the damage, the differential is how much you have to pay. Yeah, you don't pay how much it would cost to restore it to its original state. That's much more. The Halacha said you don't have to pay that much. Just pay kama hayishavalim kamashuk before. Shabbos of the chayfitz is kama hu shavalim kar. That's what the Nesivus has in a few of his svarim. He always assess value of something kama hu shavalim kamashuk. Let's say someone went through the concentration camp and he had with him a Rosh Hashanah machzer. And he used it all the time, and it's full of blood, and it's full of tears, and the pages are ripped. And to him, it has a sentimental value. It's worth a fortune. This is the machzor that kept him alive. And if you would want to sell it in the marketplace, he'll get less than a nickel for it. And then someone burns it. So how much do you have to pay? So you pay less than a nickel. Kama hu shav, the fact that it has sentimental value, al pi din, that doesn't count. Kama hu shav alim kamashuk. Shavis of Chavotzim is how much you could sell for. When you pay Nezik, let's say I harm someone else. Chavel b'chaveris, you have to pay Nezik, Tzari, Peshevis, and Boishes. So how much is a Nezik? If you would want to sell a person as an Eved or a Shivcha, how much would you get if you sell him before? How much would you get if you sell him now? Now he's missing an arm, or he's blind on one eye. So how much would you get if you sell him before? But the person, Abbas Chavel b'chaveris, a person is Jewish. He can't sell himself as an Eved K'naini. Can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So how do you assess Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk? You say since he's Jewish, he had the potential to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Could have sold himself, now he's 40 years old, could have sold himself for 6 years, then he could have sold himself again for another 6 years. Sold himself again for how much could he possibly get already to sell himself? So the only assess Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk as an Eved Ivri, because he's Jewish, he can't sell himself as an Eved K'naini. Or do you say, no, since he's the same specimen of a human being as a Nochri, and the Nochri could have sold himself as an Eved K'naini, he's Jewish, he can't sell himself as an Eved K'naini. But he can't say he's worth less than the other guy. But since if he would have been a Nochri and he could have sold himself as an Eved K'naini, his Shabbos would have been so much, and so much differential would have been so much. So you assess him as an Eved K'naini. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the first daf in Perek HaChovel. Where's that Baba Kama? Kama hu shav alim kabashuk. So Rashi writes like an Eved K'naini. And the Rosh quotes the Rashi and disagrees. Let's see, Rashi writes, I mecha ratzma kebed ivri, Rashi says, like an Eved Ivri. I said it backwards. Rashi says, since he's Jewish, he can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So the Rosh disagrees. He says, no. He's the same specimen as a human being as a Nochri. So since if he would have been a Nochri, he could have sold himself as an Eved Ivri, as an Eved K'naini, he would have sold himself for more. So that is his Shabbos. So that's a machlaikas. Rashi and Tosfos, you have the same machlokes comes up the first Mishnah in Erechin. A person says Erki alai, a person says Domai alai. So if a person says Erki alai, Erech ploni alai, So you pay kefit zamim haktsuvim beparshim. Depends whether the ploni is, I say, erech ploni alai, is it a man or a woman? And what age is the person? Is he younger than a month? Is he between a month and 20 years? Between 20 and 60? Or over 60? That's if he says erko alai, erki alai. But if he says domai alai, or demei ploni alai, so he says him kamahu shavalim kabashuk. So there also, it seems to be such a machlekes Rashi in the Bali Atosis, whether you assess it kevid ivri or no kevid kanaini. What's over here? Agamara, what do you say over here? Here you're trying to figure out how much is the pegam. Pegam is the nezik. Someone was ma'anis a girl. So if the girl would be sold as a shivcha, so the odin would pay more money to buy a shivcha who's a psula than to buy a bula. What does it make a difference? She's going to wash the dishes and she's going to wash the laundry and she's going to wash the floor and cook the food. What does it make a difference whether she's a psula or bula? So Rashi quotes in the Gemara, no. He wants to make happy his Eved. The Eved is muta b'shivcha k'nai. The Eved is not muta b'am ha'ivriya. Am ha'ivriya is not allowed to be mezana with anybody. You're talking, you shum the girl as a shivcha k'nainis. So the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara that Rashi is quoting is that the Shuma is kama hoysa shavalimka bashuk before, kama hi shavalimka bashuk now, before and after the oynis, when the man was ma'anasar, it sounds like he's selling her as a shivcha k'nainis, not as an omo hevriya. So Poshe Pshat in the Gemara is like that. So how can Yava machlekes? How can Rashi say not so? Rashi in a few places says like that. The Tosis and the Rosh, shtims, what Tosis and the Rosh say. That Yishamun also ke'eved k'naini, k'shivcha k'nainis. Okay, so that's a problem. So Nachamot, so what does the Gemara say? Ula seems like he holds Alma Kasovar, Gemara says, six lines from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Alma Kasovar Ula. It seems that Ula is of the opinion, Kalei Chadika, Maman Amalkas, Maman Mishal Milka Lalok. Yeah, there is a din of Kidei Rishos and Mishim Rishachas at the Mechaiba, but which one does, which punishment, which Rishachas do you give him? You give him the Bin Adam Lachaveri, make him pay the money. You don't give the Bin Adam Lamokim. The Rabban Shalom won't go bankrupt if you're not going to give them Malkus. But the other guy, we're more worried about the Bin Adam Lachaveri. The other guy needs the money. The Rabban Shalom doesn't need the Malkus. He can live without the Malkus. But the other fellow really needs the money. So Ula is of the opinion, there's a Din Kidei Rishos, the opposite from the way we usually think. So the Gemara, again, so the Gemara asks on the top, all right, Bogeris, on the third line from the top, Bogeris namahika boshes of pagam. There's still tashlum imamen. So whenever there's tashlum imamen, you pay the mamen, and you don't give the malchus, what happened to boshes of pagam? The Gemara said, b'shoita. Shoita, nobody wants to buy her. So pagam is nezik, kam hoysa shavalim kabashil kam yishava now. Not Shavalim Kabashuk anything. No one is interested in buying this girl. Although buyer Achveis Shoita to pick up the mail or to make deliveries, the girl is retarded or something like that. That's Ferish. Ferish is retarded. Shoita is crazy. Shoita is deranged. But there isn't going to be any Pagam. There's no Boisha Siva. The Gemara said, but still we could Tsaira. It's still Tsar. The Tsar said, so why not pay the Tsar and don't give them Malka? How do you ever have the Mishnah and Makas? Elohein Aloikin by Bolachosa, this tsar. Everything more be mefuto. If the girl is a mefuto, so she entered into without her own free will. She wanted to. She wanted to be mezana with the guy. So if she wanted to be mezana, then there's no tsar. You don't pay tsar. See, there's a. Let's say a boy and a girl want to have a good time, so they're mezana with each other. So that's a din of mefata. That's not mefata. Mefata means he wanted to be ma'anasar. But he didn't actually ma'anis her, mamish, he didn't rape her like this. He kept on talking to the girl until she finally agreed. He was ma'anis her bidvarim. But let's say they're both prepared to be mezana. So that's not oinis, it's not mevat, that's nothing. You don't pay anything in such a case. I don't know why. Why did the Gemara have to dig up a case? They're trying to figure out a case. Maybe you have a case of elohein aloiken abo alachosa. Simple. They both decided they want to be mezana together. It's not oinis, it's not mevat, it's neither. It's neither.
Where do you find the
chilas? What?
Where does the Gemara make the chilas between a futa and something?
Like I don't know if the Gemara ever says it, but it's a double posha like that. That's not mefata means to talk it into the girl till she agrees.
Maybe
every day.
No. I think it's a Beferish Rambam. I have to look. I don't think it's in the Gemara. But I think it's a Beferish Rambam like that.
Because the
Knaus
goes to the father with
Mefata,
so it's a
Begamah Mishpacha,
so you can say maybe even if she does agree that it
I don't think so. I don't think that's called Mefata. Mefata means to talk till you're Mefata, the person. But if he didn't have to talk, they both agreed. So there's not no, this is not Mefata, it's nothing.
The Gemara says when she has no father that she since she agreed she's Mosal, right, so why doesn't, so then why don't we say this, so eventually she agreed also, so we should say that also, by, yeah, why did the Gemara have to say Mefata, because it said that the whole thing was Berutin, it wasn't even Mefata, it's for the father, and even if, yeah, I don't think the din is true.
I'm just asking, why did the Gemara say Mefata? You could have just said they both agreed to be Mezad. It's not, and this is not Mefata. So there's no payment at all. There's no payment at all. I don't know.
Do you get Malkus
like
this? Yeah, why do you get Malkus? If a guy agrees to eat Chazan, he gets Malkus. Then it's Balacho, so they both get Malkus. The boy and the girl, they both get Malkus. He did an Aveira. It's like eating Chazan. Yeah, why do you get Malkus? You don't get Malkus because of the Ben Adam Machabe. You get Malkus because of the Ben Adam Namakim. I don't know, so the Gemara says Ben Mefuta. Then the Gemara says, Hash Dos is Lahachi. Once you say that you're talking about a Mefuta, then you don't have to say that the Mishnah Makas goes on a Bogeris. I feel the time of Osa Naira. Say the case is, Beisayma Umefuta. So Yisayma means Knosa Liatzma. And she's a Mefuta, so she's Moichel on everything. And Mefuta, there is no Tsar. She agreed. So maybe there's nothing to pay. Amakas of Ula, Ula's opinion is, Kalecha Dika Maman and Malkas, there is a din of Kadei Rishasai. But the opposite way, all the other Amoraim assume, all the other Amoraim hold, whenever there's Malkus and Mammon, you get the Malkus and you put it from the Mammon. Come labor the Rabbi Minei, give the Malkus. And Ula holds Rakir, that you pay the Mammon and you don't get the Malkus. Why is that? He holds that the Mammon is Mochomer. He holds that because the Mammon is the Mochomer, it's come labor the Rabbi Minei. Well, no. So the Gemara is going to go back and forth. They're not sure whether Pshat and Ula is that the Mammon is Mochomer than the Malkus. Because the Torah wants that the Biralam Chaber should be taken care of. The Biralam Lamokim we don't have to worry about. So the Gemara wants to know, Minolei Le'ula Ho. How does Ula know this? He knows from Kedei Rishasa that Ein Adam Loikem Mishalim. But which one? Which one? Do you give the Malkus and you don't pay the Mammon? Or do you pay the Mammon and you don't get the Malkus? So the Gemara says, Minolei Le'ula Ho. How did he develop his opinion? We don't accept his opinion. We hold Fakir. Yeah.
Why would they be Kedei Rishasa?
So good kasha, okay, Mr. Toysa talks about it in Sanhedrin, Mr. Tamar, that's a good kasha. Okay. We'll probably get to it here too. We'll probably be later in the parent. Okay, so good kasha. So let's say the Gemara says, how does Ula know this? That when you have Ein Adam Loike Mishalim, that is Mishalim. So the Gemara first says, Goma Michoiva Bachavera. That what? Machoiva Bachavera, Ika Momen and Malkus. What do you mean, Goma Michoiva Bachavera? What's the Alfusa? Goma Michoiva Bachavera. Which Midrash HaTorah Midrash is then? Is he applying here? So Rashi writes later, Elo, the second wide line of Rashi. Elo Goma, the Adam Zaymimim, Bemamotzinu. I don't know, why does Rashi only say it on the second Pshat? Should have said it over here. Gomar mechovel b'chaver. Should have said b'mamatzinu. I don't know why Rashi only has the comment elo. Gomar meinim zomim b'mamatzinu. The first prab is also mamatzinu, but the first prab, but it's a mamatzinu from chovel b'chaver. Second shot did it says it's a mamatzinu from meinim zomim. What's the significance of pointing out that Rashi pointing out that it's a mamatzinu? It's in contrast to the top Rashi on lamed beis on the days. So the Gemara says, Ella, the top line on the Ella, no, not a Mamatzino, not from Chayva Bachavera, not a Mamatzino from Eidim Zemimim, but it's rather Xeroshova. What do you gain? Top Rashi says, Xeroshova he. What do you gain by switching instead of being a Mamatzino Xeroshova? So Rashi explains, if it's a Xeroshova Mufne, if the word in the two places, Mufne means the word is Panui. Panui means single as opposed to married. What is Panui? Mufna means the word is stands out. We don't need that word over there. Married people, the spouse needs the other one. Mufna means it stands alone, it stands out. So if you have, sometimes you have Xerushav and Mufna, Mishnei Zdodim, sometimes you have Xerushav and Mufna, Mitzad Echad, sometimes not at all Mufna. So Mufna Mishnei Tzadim means that the word is bolet. Let's say you have an asterisk on this word on top of the line, you have an asterisk on the bottom of the line, so that's mamash mufna. The asterisk, whatever you call it, doesn't belong on the top, doesn't belong on the bottom, so that's mamash exereshava mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Sometimes you have the word is miyuter. The teva miyuter is in one posting, the other posting is not miyuter. But that's called mufna mitzad echad. That's not as strong as mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Then you have Gzer Shavu where the word is needed in both, in the context in both so you need the word. That's not Mufna at all. So the Gemara says, Mufna, Gzer Shavu, Mufna, Mitzad Echad is stronger than not Mufna at all. Gzer Shavu, Mufna, Mishnei Tzadim is even stronger than a Mufna, Mitzad Echad. Gemara has a whole discussion, to what extent is it better? To what extent is Gzer Shavu, Shein, and Mufna good? So Rashi here says, if you have a Gzer Shavu, which is Mufna, Lemeidim, the question, Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, Rashi doesn't go into the details, it just says, well, Lemeidim Ve'ein Meshivim. What's the significance of that? What do you mean? You don a Gzer Shavu, Lemeidim, you can don a Gzer Shavu, Ve'ein Meshivim. You can't slug it up. You can't make a tshuva. Tshuva means Akasha against the Gzer Shavu. When you have a Mamatzinu, what does a mamatzina mean? If the Torah writes that mamatzina is based on the assumption that all the dinim in the Chumash fit into one big pattern. So if you have a din in one place, you would apply that din to all similar cases. Anything that's similar to that. But if there's a dissimilarity, I can say, no, this kula only applies over there, doesn't apply there. Because that case has a kula. So that's why there's a kula. In other case, it doesn't apply. So that's... If you have a mamatzino, you can be meshiv, you can say, ain't a diamond, it's not the same. But if you have, and the Gemara is going to be done on the mamatzino, on Omer Aleph, you say, no, it's not a valid mamatzino. This one is not the mamatzino from Chayv B'Chaveroi, and the mamatzino from Eidim Zayim, there's what to be meshiv. Once you turn the page, and the top of Amad Bey says, no, Elo, it's really a gzereshava, and a gzereshava is a mufne gzereshava, that's really meyuta, then now you can't ask any kashas. I'd say in a diamond. That's the klal. Let's say
you don't have a mufna gzer shavu. You still have to have a halacha moshe. You still have to have a misora from Har Sinai that you have a gzer shavu. So how can you ask a kasha anyway on it? I mean, obviously Hashem told us that this is a gzer shavu.
That's a murderous kasha. All the rishonim asked our kasha. The Gemara says, Adam don kal v'chaim mi'atzmo, af pishla kibla mi'rabbi. Ain't Adam don gzer shavu mi'atzmo, can kibla mi'rabbi. So if you have a tradition, the Moshe Messina, that you're supposed to be done in Gzera Shava, so what do you mean, Lemeidim and Meshivim? But there's a tradition that you're done this Gzera Shava. So the Tosis points out, and the Shittim Gubetz, as all the Rishayim say, the Gemara talks about Lemeidim and Meshivim, Lemeidim and Meshivim, you see that there is leeway. There is room to negotiate in Gzera Shava. It's not true that you can't be done in Gzera Shava on your own. You can be done in Gzera Shava. What does it mean? What does it mean the Gemara can't be done on your own? So some Rishonim say that they had a tradition misper Gzereshav. They have there are 148 Gzereshavas you have a right to make. Now you're free to darshan whatever you want. But you can't exceed 148. So once you have a nice kishmak Gzereshav, a real juicy one, you're going to have to throw out, and that's 129, you're going to have to throw out something else. So you have to weigh and measure which are the 148. You can don whatever you want. But you got to go through the whole Chumash from the beginning to the end and make a list of all the possible Gzereshavas. Ein on and Dom Yatzman can keep them around, but just means you have to stick to the tradition of how many Gzereshavas there are. But then you have Klolim, Midah Shatar and Resh Espen. If it's a Gzereshava Mufna, the Maidim Ve'imashivim, Gzereshava Shein and Mufna, the Maidim Umashivim, if there's what to be Meshiv. That's one opinion in Rishonim. Other Rishonim don't say Misper Gzereshav, they don't say there was a number. They say you have to have a tradition tachas tachas. Like over here, it's tachas tachas. Now, which tachas tachas are you darshaning? So Tosis here quotes from Baba Kama, Daf Hem and Aleph. The Gemara says there's a Gzereshava there. The Pasuk only says Meitav. The Tanoim divide all the karka into three categories, Idis, Beinonis, and Ziburis. So the din is that all the Nezikin collect Idis, and Balchov collects Beinonis, and Ksivasisha is only entitled to collect the Ziburis. So the pasuk by Meitav, the pasuk of Idis, really only says by Shem V'Regel. Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmi Shamsha. How did the Tanoim know to extend it to all the Choftal Rovas Nezikin? They extended it all away. So Gemara said there's a tremendous Zereshava, Tachas Nesini Shalom Kesef. So Tachas Tachas was a legitimate, they had a tradition, the Darshan Tachas. Now Ula, all the other Tanoim said, yeah, Tachas to tell me Meitav. And Ula says, I want to use that tachas for a different purpose. Here, tachas, there's an alphabetical list of all the words in Chumash that you have a right to make in Gzeres Shavuot. One of them is tachas. Which tachas you have a right to darshan whatever you want, based on the rules and regulations. Is it mufna? Is it what to be meishiv? Is it not what to be meishiv? There is leeway. It's clear in the Gemara. There is leeway in Gzeres Shavuot.
But if you say in the mitzvah, so then why does like the Gemara Bava Kama waste like so many on the tachas Gzeres Shavuot? Why don't they work hard to find svaras that they can use the Gzeres Shavuot for other things? In other words, like if you're saying mitzvah, there's a set amount. So why waste like 20 of them or whatever on the, you work harder, find good svaras, and then use Gzeres Shavuot for more new things? Why are you, doesn't that seem to be?
I don't know. I wasn't there. It's a good question. I don't know.
If you only have a limited number, you shouldn't spend so many on.
Shouldn't waste them over here.
You should use more svara, you know.
I don't know. Yeah.
We sometimes have a case of one time it's tachas or another time it doesn't.
Yeah, you have sometimes one time it says I had a tradition, the other time it says I never had this tradition. So according to those Rishonim, it says you have to have a masorah on the word, means that he had a masorah on the word tachas and the other one didn't have. According to the other Rishonim, it says no, he had a masorah 148, his masorah was 147, 138. So he couldn't, this was an excess. He also had 148, but he used them up and he felt the other 148 are more geschmack than this one.
I mean, there's more like Zerach and Tech. Let's talk about, you know, other Midas, and even I think in the world of Birinos, you make a quote of, you know, even Zerach, but other Dominant, but is it possible that there's different Tanon that simply had a different understanding of what the rules were, and then there's more like, is even on Zerach, but there's different meanings in the Tanon itself.
Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah says.
There are other. You know, I'm talking about even the Gzeres Shavuot. Seems in the Gemara seems the most common, but I think in the other Rishonim,
I don't know. Rashi and Sukkah says within the Tana Reb Yudah, the Reb Yudah holds that you can't be Dana Mamatzina on your own, and we don't accept his opinion. We don't back like that. So what Tosfos says. Rashi also agrees. That's what the Achraim said. Never was machlokes as Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is explaining the Tana, whose opinion has not been accepted, that he says the Reb Yudah is of the opinion, not Dana Mamatzino on your own. We don't hold like that. You are Dana Mamatzino on your own. And the Gzeres Shavuot, this is what the Rishonim said. Gzeres Shavuot, there are rules and regulations. Obviously, there is room to negotiate. The Gemara says you need a tradition. The Gemara says you need a tradition. You need a tradition either on the number, you need a tradition on the word. Okay. So the tachas is an accepted Gzeres Shavuot. Tosfos quotes in Bava Kama Daf Hey. Tachas is a Gzeres Shavuot. So what does Ula say? Ella, the Gemara backs out. Originally on Amud Aleph they thought that Ula is darshaning amamatzinu, like Rashi says. Ella goma mi'edim zemim. I just don't understand why Rashi wakes up by Ella goma mi'edim zemim. On the second wide line of Rashi on Lamed Beis, I'm sure they said it in the beginning that it's amamatzinu. When the Gemara says Goma mi choyva b'chaveiro, should have said that that's a mamatzinu. Both Yalfus is on a Maralf mamatzinu, and on a mamatzinu there's what to be meishiv. So you reject the mamatzinu. It's not daima b'daima. Once you come to Amid Beis and it's a gzera shava, then it says lemei demei meishiv. So you ignore the fact that there's what to dingza.
He's saying the previous one is a kal v'chomer.
Previous one is a kal v'chomer. Why is it a kal
v'chomer?
Rashi says one.
The imam lekulahu.
Yeah, when you get to that line, the imam lekulahu, then the Gemara says, then you have a kavachana. But that's the same over here also. The imam lekulahu, and the last line of daf is also imam lekulahu. The both yalfusas on amud aleph are mamatzinus. Then when you get to the last line in each one of them, imam lekulahu, then it's a kavachana. So then there's a pircha on the kavachana. Right. Then there's a pirch on the kavachim. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? Goma mechayvel b'chaveiro. It's a mamatzino. What's chayvel b'chaveiro? Ma chayvel b'chaveiro. Ika maman and malka. It should have been maman and malka. So the din is maman and mishal milka. Loi loki. You don't give both punishments. Why should there have been malkas? By chayvel b'chaveiro, why should there have been malkas? So Rashi quotes, because he violated the lav le'yosef ben yosef. That's what the Gemara says on the next daf. On the top line on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Chol B'chaveiro, there should have been Malkus based on Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. How come it's only, what is it, one lav? It's two lavim. How many lavim are there? One lav. Lo Yosef Where does it say Lo Yosef? What does it say Lo Yosef? By Malchus it says. The Shliach Bezin should be careful. Lo Yosef Lakoso, he shouldn't give more than the Bezin says. Panyas Alkas Makarab Alayla Menik Lachicha Liyanecha. So Madach, a person, the Chumash says the guy deserves Malchus. You're not allowed to give him one extra Halkor. So if he's an innocent person who doesn't deserve any Malchus, for sure there's a lava of Lo Yosef. So there's a lava, either it's one lava, two lava. Okay, it's one. What? I don't know if that's called Einon Shimin Adin. The Pasuk is written over here. Sometimes it's the same thing as Amamot Sinu. I don't know. Einon Shimin Adin originally applies to Misa, doesn't it? It's a question whether it applies to Malchus. The original Gemara talk about Einon Shimin Adin by Misa, because by Misa we don't have any klal at all. There is no tzara shavet. Take all the people who are chayiv misa. There's no rule. Baruch Shalom has a rule, but we were not given any rule. We don't know what the rule is. By Malchus, there is a rule. So you can't say by misa, based on a kal v'chaymer, a person deserves misa. We don't know what the logic is behind misa. So you can't make a kal v'chaymer. But by Mammon, that's a question, whether you apply an Einon Shimin Adin to by Malchus. Does an Einon Shimin Adin apply to Malchus? Someone says it's Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivin. No, but the Pasuk says that Pasuk is written by the Shliach Bezin, who's supposed to give Malchus, shouldn't give extra. Even the Shliach Bezin shouldn't, like it says, Losek Kal Cheresh. So I don't know if you curse a person who does hear. Not even allowed to curse a deaf person who doesn't hear you, and he doesn't get aggravated. So if you curse a person who does hear you and he does get aggravated, you're going to say, Einon Shimin Adin. One of them is a Kal Chaver B'Shem gets Malchus. So if you curse the person that does hear, you're going to say Einon Shimin Adin. No, that's how you read the Pasuk. Those Kal Cheresh, you're not even allowed to curse. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to curse a deaf person. And a person who can't hear is a Kal Chaver. That's the translation of not even allowed to curse a deaf person. If he's not deaf, of course you're not allowed to curse him. It's all included in the Pasuk. So this Pasuk says, even the Shliach Bezin is not allowed to give an extra halakah. But it's not the Einon Shimin Adin. The Pasuk means to say, even the Shliach Bezin not like Lesser Kal Cheresh, not even allowed to curse a deaf person. So the Gemara first starts off, Nachmal, there's a Mamatzino from Chayvul HaChaver, should have been Malchus based on Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. That's the top line of Lama Gimel. And it's Mamin, the Pasuk says, Nesek Tzari Pesheves and Boshes. And the Pasuk says that you pay. So why do you pay? Why don't you say, come lebi the rabbi and give him the Malchus and don't make him pay the mammon? So I would have said, no, the only time to give Malchus is with Hasra. You can't give Malchus or Misa, any Onish Aglof you can't give unless you give Hasra. Onchi mammon you can have. For to make a person pay mammon, you don't have to have a Hasra. Let's say a ganav steals money, say so make him pay kefal dalbe. You have to have Hasra. Naimai said, you don't need Hasra. You don't need Hasra. There's a difficult Rashi over here. Where's that Rashi? About Shkein Ein Tzrichim Hasra. It's six lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi says that Eidim Zeinimim are punished with Misa, Malchus, and Mammon, even though there was no Hasra. The word Mammon is upset. Of course, Mammon. Mammon, you never need Hasra. You only need Hasra by Misa and by Malchus. By Mammon, you never need Hasra. Psanayazach. Never need Hasra by Mammon. So it's a strange, it's a little, it's miyuter. Okay. Good. Okay. So it's a little bit labdavke in there, Rashi. So by Misa and Malchus, Ayin Shaguf, you have to have Hasra. Yeah. Is there any Avera where the person gets Malchus where there was no Hasra?
Yeah, when Chris Hashem came down there.
Edim Zamimim, right. The Gemara says Edim Zamimim is a Chiddush. Right, that's that Rashi is commenting on the Gemara. Edim Zamimim don't need Hasra. How come they don't need Hasra? Huh? Right, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Abaye says, of course Edim Zemimim get punished even though there's no Hasra. Omar Abaye, right in the middle of the Omad, Lama Gimel Lama Aleph, the line ends with the two words Omar Abaye, and the next line begins, Mamish, in the middle of Lama Gimel Lama Aleph. The next line begins, La Milsehidi Amri. What I said earlier, Abai said that Tzachidish Eidim Zanimim has a chumrah that they get Oynish Misa or Malkus without Hasra. And now he says, what I said is ridiculous. La Milsa Idiam, what I said is not correct. That what? Isal Kadai Tchenim Zanimim Tzichim Hasra? If there's such a Havamina, the Chiloi Masrina Bu Loi Katlina Lahu, and if they didn't give the Eidim Zanim Hasra, you wouldn't give him the death penalty, you wouldn't give Malkus. How could that be? Mika Midi, the inner boy, Kotel Baloi Hasra. They testified falsely that this guy worshipped Abba. There's always Machal Shabbos. The whole story never happened. So they were trying to give him a punishment of Misa, even though he never did the Aver, even though he never got Hasra. The Inu. And only in order to punish them, Bo Hasra. Isn't that included in the Kashazamam? They never Machal Shabbos. The other guy was also never Machal Shabbos. So they were trying to mete out the punishment of Skila to him, the Chil Shabbos that he never did, and never was a Hasro. So that's included in Masis Melakash Zama. We punish them with Skila, even though they don't have a Machal Shabbos, even though they never had a Hasro. So Abai says that's not such a Chiddush, that Eidim Zaymimim get a punishment of Malkus and Misa, Oinish Aguf, even though there was no Hasro. That's part of the punishment of Kasha Zama. Are there any other Averis where you don't need Hasra? Shivcha Harufa. The Gemara says Bikoris Tia, that we discriminate, that the Shivcha Harufa, she's Mizana Beratzen, she gets Malkus, and the Boyle does not get Malkus, he's Chayv Osham. So the Gemara said there's no difference between Mezid and Shoigeh. So Pasha Pshat is that the Boyle, Shivcha Harufa, is Chayv Hasham Shivcha Harufa, that's one of the six Hashamas. Beim Shegig Beim Mezid. What about she gets Malkus? That's also Beim Shegig Beim Mezid. That's a Mechudish Dikud Pirish HaMishnayis LaHaramam on the first Mishnah in Shabbos. It's the only place where it says that. The Rambam writes that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus even though she was B'Shegig. And the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does not write like that. In the Pirish HaMishnayis, it doesn't. He should have written it somewhere. Where the Dinam of Shivcha Harufa? It increases. Should have written an increase, doesn't write it there. He writes it in the first Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos. We ought to check in Kapach's edition, maybe he crossed out the whole thing. That's a collector's item, that's a believe it or not, that Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is that by Shivcha Harufa, she's like even Beim Shegig Beim Mezid.
So maybe
what's
the Shema?
Anybody ever learned Temura?
Yeah.
So the first Tysus in Temura. Okay. So the Gemara says that Temura applies Beim Shegig Beim Mezid. Which aspect of Temura? So Pashup Shadva Hoyuhu is Marasa Yokodish. If I say Harezu Tachazu, the second one is Mitzvah Bidusha, the first one was a Shlomim. After Bimakriv, the second one also is a Shlomim. Hoyuhu is Marasa Yokodish is Beim Shegig Beim Mezid. What about the Mishnah says the one who says Temura? Kol HaMeimer is Loike, Sofek is Harbaim, he gets Malkus. Malkus, Beim Shegig, Beim Mezid. So the Pasha Pshat, of course not. How do you give Malkus B'Shegig? Malkus is only B'Mezid. So the first Tosis in the Masechta has two Pshatim how to read that Gemara. The Gemara is on Yud Ches or something later in the Masechta. But the first Tosis on the opening Mishnah, you learn the Mishnayis. So the first Tosis on the opening Mishnah has two opinions in that. The Pasha Pshat is not like that Tosis, the Pasha Pshat is not like that Rambam. There is no such thing. A guy gets Malkus, a Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus B'Shoigig, how can it be? And one who does Temura gets Malkus B'Shoigig, how can it be? That's untellable. The only thing is, that's what to discuss, let's say, the Eidim tell over a story, the guy did an Aver, to them it looked like he was doing the Aver B'Mezid, but they never gave a Hasroah. They never gave a Hasroah. Let's say the Eidim Zaynimim, when they're mazim them, so they caught him in an outright lie. They say, Mano Yisim, you were in a different city. What are you talking about? The whole thing is an outright lie. The Eidim knew that they're telling a lie. We never gave him a Hasroah, but it's been mazim. They knew that they're lying. So we say, Eidim Zalimim don't need Hasroah. So Abai says, you don't need Hasroah. That's part of Kashism. Are there other people where you don't need Hasroah? Maces, right. So that looks like there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Sanhedrin. And it looks like that's a machlokes. That,
don't you have to say to him, though, like, how can you do this? Like, leave Hashem and go to worship? Isn't that maybe a warning?
So Tosfos says that is the Hasra, but because he's a Maces, we don't need the full blown Hasra, right? That's also, We're machma to treat that like a hasro. Right, Ben Sora Mar here. Take a look, Sanhedrin Chesan and Beis. Taisus the Machra Beis, even Hasra. So Taisus says Mesis does need Hasra, but we're machmer that even though it's a mild Hasra. Rashi sounds like it holds Mesis does need Hasra. What do you say? Ben Sora Mora. Ben Sora Mora, it says in the Pasuk the Yisro also.
The parents.
The parents. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah in Perek Ben Sora Mora, that's not the din of Hasra. Rashi said, that's not Hasra. If the parents never gave the kid Musa, the whole din of Ben Sora Mora doesn't apply. It means V'Yisra also, V'lo Yishmaleim, they tried to give him Tochacha and he didn't listen. But Rashi seems told that you don't need, Ben Sora Mora does need Hasra. The Rambam says, of course he needs Hasra like anybody else. In order to get Malkus, the first time that Ben Sora Mora steals from the parents, he gets Malkus. The second time he does the shtick, he gets Misa. The first time Achila Bishan, he only gets Malkus. So Rashi, the Chazanish points out, looks like a machlek is Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi sounds like he holds on that Mishnah that you don't need Hasra. But Saramar does need Hasra. The Rambam says that regular din, of course you need Hasra.
And the Malkus and another Mishnah.
What do you say?
Malkus and another Mishnah, the Rambam holds that he has from both.
I think so.
And then Rashi, he holds on the Malkus or not at all?
Rashi holds on the Malkus, you don't need Hasra. What about on the Misa? I don't know.
It's also a Chiddush like that.
We may get to it. What he said? Who else does need Hasra? There's another Gemara that does need Hasra. Zok and Mamre is a Gemara. Zok and Mamre is a Gemara that says he does need Hasra. So some made a suggestion. I think we may have mentioned it when we learned the Parsha Sashavu. Abot Zvich Machrozen. That there are four people where it says, Hanisharim Yishma Viro, Veloy Zidinot. That there are four people who are given the death penalty, not because Lisha Over, because their Avera was so chomer, like Obed Abed Azara, Mechal Shabbos, Baal Eishisish, or something like that. It's just Hanishar, it's to serve as a deterrent that other people shouldn't, Hanishar Yishma Viro. So before you give them the death penalty, you have to make a hachroza. So it could well be, there are Rishonim all, that all four, since the Oynish is not Lisha Over, you can't give him a death penalty if he didn't do an Avera. Ein Oynishim came Masirin. Masirin means he has to have violated some law. Azaris Esi doesn't cast be Azaris Lav. He has to have violated an Avera. But it could well be that the need for Hasra, some Rishonim seem to the need for Hasra is only when the Oynish is a punishment Lisha Over because of the Choymehu Avera that he did. But whenever the Misa is just to serve as a deterrent, there are some Rishonim hold that all four, Abot Tzich Machroza, all four of them don't need a Hasra.
Here's another case of no Hasra. I think in the Gemara Matos talks about, I think a Sone doesn't need Hasra.
By Ritzicha?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yossi Baravia. Rabbi Yossi Baravia.
Chavin and Tzor Hasra. Okay, we don't pass on like
that. Maybe Ahav also.
We don't pass on the Chavir and Zohar Hasra. Yeah.
I think really the Gemara's lesson by the case of Mesis and Gemara Sanhedrin, when they say what my brother pointed out, that how could you say this? We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's at the end. Meaning, first the guy tries to convince him, and then the plant, the person who's planted to like be the seduced person, so he has to say at the end, how can we say this? And then it says they bring him to but it doesn't say he continues afterwards.
Yeah, Rashi in the Torah says that he says, Rashi in the Torah says, if he backs down, then it's okay. But if he doesn't back down, then it's not okay. So
Tosfos learns that is the Hasra, and when he continues to push the worship of the Zohar, he did the Hasasa after the Hasra. And Rashi on Daf, what was it, Daf Tesla and Basin, so that Rashi seems to hold that a Mesis does need Hasra. So, according to the Rashi, the Mesis doesn't need Hasra, the Gemara says Zakamaman doesn't need Hasra, the Adim Zom doesn't need Hasra. According to Rashi, Ibn Sarimar doesn't need Hasra. So you add it up together, it sounds like the Abot Sikh Machroza don't need Hasra, according to the Rashi.
What about Motzi Shemra?
What about Motzi Shemra doesn't need Hasra? I don't know. We're going to learn it soon.
How do you give Hasra
the I don't know. It's an interesting question. We got to learn the Gemara. Yes. Yeah, that's all one punishment. Yeah, you can't say kidei rishasa. Kidei rishasa means if you have chiyav mammon from here, chiyav malchus from there, so you only give him kidei mishemusha achas hatamachayva. But this is one risha. Torah said this is one big punishment. So give him the whole punishment, whatever he deserves. You give him the malchus with the mammon. That's all one punishment. Yeah. So Nachamos, the first, yeah.
A congregation of spirits, the malchus astral, you get the malchus and not the mammon. That's here isn't delicious. It's from Mishum Kabbalah, where you pay parishes of Torah, the mammon.
Yes, a what?
I'm trying to far into the Mishnah and Malkus, that there's no Tashlumen, there's only Malkus, there's no Tashlumen. The Torah by the illness, there's the Toshas of Gum, so it's Kabbalah. Kabbalah will override Malkus, the Pharisees of the Hebrews of Torah.
The fairish rips of Torah, so therefore one, mean by Chovo Bachaveiro. Yeah. Okay, I don't know, it's an interesting question. Yeah.
Could we ask, divide, maybe say that Moshe Shemra, that part of the action is against the family and against the father, and then part of it is against the wife, and that's why he's able to get two punishments? Mean that his action is it's directed against two different parties.
Moment zan fashis lazer. No, okay, could be, okay. We'll worry about that some other time. Okay, good. So let's see again. So Ula sounds like a whole Alma. That's how the sugya begins. Here, six lines on the top of Lamed Beis Amar Al. Alma kasav Ula, would appear that Ula is of the opinion, and you have Malkus and Mammon. You make him pay the mammon, you don't give him the malchus. When you get to, and then the Gemara says, "Minol eliulo." How does he know? So first they say it's a mamatzino from mamatzino from chavel b'chaverim, and then they say, "No, elo gomam meidim zemim." It's a mamatzino from meidim zemim. Fine. And then each time the Gemara has a tshuva to dingzach to argue. It's not daima. It's not the same. So the Gemara says, "Elo on the top of on the base. Elo, it's not a mamatzina." Rashi says it's a gzereshova. Once I have a gzereshova mufne that the word is miyuter, then the klal is lemeid in the emeshivim. Now you can't ask any kashas. The Gemara is going to discuss on the next daf. Is it really true that it's a gzereshova mufne? Is it really true that it's mufne? So the Gemara is going to say here on lamed gimel lamed aleph, seven lines from the top. Amalach Rabbi Yechanan, I don't hold from Ula's Gzereshava because it's not Mufna. Hai Tachas Asherina, Ula learned the Gzereshava Tachas Tachas. And Rashi said on the top line, on the base, it's Gzereshava Mufna. The word is Miyutar in both Psuk, and it sounds like Mufna Mishneh Tzadim. So Rabbi Yechanan says, not true. Hai Tachas Asherina, I need that word Tachas to tell me a different din, and therefore it's not a Mufna. So therefore, just like you can't be done the mamatzinu on lamed beis amid Allah because there's a tshuva, there's a way to argue because kula, chumra, whatever, it's not daima b'daima. So the gzereshava also, there's what the dingzach. So the whole gzereshava falls apart. If it would have been mufne, I would have agreed with Ula, that is lamed the name of Shiva, but he holds that it's not mufne. That's why Rashi is leading you. The top Rashi, all these Rashis are leading you together. The Rashi on lamed beis amid Allah and the second white line says it's a mamatzinu. He's leading up to the top line on the base that the Gemara Ella Ula is not a mamatzin, it's a gzereshava. What kind of gzereshava? Mufne. So since it's mufne, a meshivin. And then he's leading you up to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that it's not mufne. I need the word tachas to teach me Abayis din. So if it's not mufne, so the meidim and meshivin. There's what the dingzach. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold from Ula's din. So fine. So what did Ula say? So first they thought pshat in Ula and Amin Aleph. They thought, afkol, any case where you have mammon and malchus, mammon and mishal milka lalok, and once you get to amid beis, it's highly questionable. Ela, ula, tachas, tachas, gomar. So he means we learn out to kol haTorah kula. That's how it says in our edition of the Gemara, the third line and the fourth line, the top of lamed beis amid beis. El ula, start from the top line on lamed beis amid beis. El ula, tachas, tachas, gomar. It's not a mamatzin. Sifacha tachas, sifasim tachas. Mahosim and mine and mishal and milka loloki. Where is that? Ayin tachasin, that's by choyva bahaveiro. Af kol hechadika mamona, any case under the sun. Af kol hechadika mamona malchus, mamona mishal milkalai loki. That's what it says in our edition of the Gemara. Does anybody have a different girsim? So Tosis, right, Tosis apparently didn't have that girsim. Tosis on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Elo, Ulo, Tachas, Tachas, Gomar, Umatzina Lameima, Lefimas, Konazu. Once you get to the top line on Lamed Beis, it's not that Ula meant to say every case in the under the sun. The Lokoma Ula Mamarim Shalom Loi Loki Ela Bahanoa Klas, only in these three cases, only by Edim Zemimin and by Chayvel Bachaveiroi and by Onis and Mefata, only by Onis. That's all, only three cases, not necessarily in Kol Terkulia. In our Gemara, we have the Girsim, not Mahos Mamarim Shalom Avchanami. We have Al Kol Heichadika Mamarim Malkus. In our Gemara, it says not so. But they said, apparently didn't have that girsah. So they raised the possibility, maybe once you get Tom and Beis, it's a Xerish Shabbos, it just says that there are three exceptions to the rule. The rule, he really agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. The rule is, you get Malkus and you don't pay the Mammon. But if it's one of the three cases, then these are the exceptions to the rule. That you pay the Mammon, you don't get the Malkus. So what does the Gemara, let's go back on Amud Aleph. What did the Gemara first say?
Tosfos couldn't have said it's the non-Motzim rule everywhere.
What did he say?
Meaning according, if in our Girsa that wouldn't work.
Our Girsa says b'fer. Av kol hechadika mamona malkus mamonim sham on Amud Beis. When the Gemara is talking about the Gzera Shavas, on our Gemara, it says that he learns off in the Gzera Shavas to call a Torah Kula. And Tosis raises the possibility, maybe it's not the Kol HaTorah Kula, maybe it's only, like on Amud Aleph, he said there are two exceptions to the rule, so now there's a third exception to the rule. But the rule really is that, Eloike v'ein mishalom. There are three cases where you mishalom, v'ein Eloike, okay. So let's see again on Amud Aleph. So first the Gemara says, Mino lelu ulaho, about 8 lines from the top. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Ula no, his klal. The Gemara thought Almak Zavrula. They thought initially that Ula is saying a universal klal. Kalecha dika mamon amalkas manim shal milka laloki. Where does he learn that? The Gemara first thought Gomami chayvul b'chaveiro. He's gomer b'mamatzinu. He learns just like machayvul b'chaveiro dika mamon amalk should have been malkas because of Leosef ben Yosef, and it should have been mamon. It's that they say chamisha dvarim, and the rule is mamonim shal milka laloki. How do you know that that's true? Maybe only pay the mammon when there was no hasro. Maybe when there was hasro, then you get the malchus and you don't pay the mammon. So Rashi says no, the Gemara is going to have a beferish of pasuk that not only when there was no hasro, even if there was hasro for the malchus of Eliezer ben Yosef, you still pay the hamisha dvar. So that's what the Gemara says. Machav b'chaver dika mammon and malch should have been both. And the halacha says mammon and mishal milka laloki. So Gemara says, how can you learn a mamatzina from here to kol haTorah Kula? Maybe it's dafka over here because the tashlumen of chayvul b'chaver is so chamur. Malachal b'chaver she can't chay b'hamisha dvarim. This is an exception. How can you be done a mamatzina? It's not the same. This chiyuv mamon is so chamur that you pay hamisha dvarim. Masheini kein in a normal case, that normal case of a chiyuv mamon, maybe you give the malchus and you don't make him pay the mammon. Here the chamisha dvarim shows that the mammon is more chomer. The kam leibed derayman, the mammon is more chomer than the malchus. And then the Gemara continues. Ve'i mamayna lekula. And if you say still, despite the fact that chayvul b'chaver pays chamisha dvarim, but still malchus is more chomer. Ve'i mamayna lekula. And if you argue that even with the chamisha dvarim, still the malchus is more chomer than the mammon. So then you should learn. Then Rashi says, then you should learn a kavach chomer. Madach over here, where the chi of mammon is so chom, where the chi of mammon, what? Di mamayna lekula. And if you say mammon, it's still the kal of the two. And the Torah says you don't give the einish. You don't give the einish a chomer of malchus. You only give the einish a kal of mammon. So then it should be a kavach chomer. In another case, where the mammon is kal. So for sure you should give the Einish HaKal. You shouldn't give the Einish HaChomer. So then the Gemara says, no, maybe the reason why it's different over here, by Chayvul b'chaver, why don't you give the Malkus for the Chayvul b'chaver, L'Yosef ben Yosef, maybe because she came, Hutem Echlola b'Bezen. The love of L'Yosef ben Yosef is a weaker love. maybe if you have a normal strong lav, a normal lav, you get malchus and you don't pay the mammon. But here, maybe the reason why you don't get malchus is because this is a weaker lav. What is the concept? Huta mechlolai? Huta mechlolai is a concept that appears. Yeah, it appears in another context as well. Huta mechlolai means if you try to learn out one thing from another, whatever you're trying to learn out, yalfusas, midrash atarna reshespem. Huta mechlolai means that there are isurim chamurim and there are isurim kalim. If you have an isa that sometimes is mutter, so that's called huta mechlolai. Let's say basa bechalov. It's called huta mechlolai. Basa bechalav, chicken and milk is a machlek, is a tanaim. We pass and it's only the rabbanim. So you would say basa bechalav is an isur kal because huta mechlolai. So in the Gemara in Chulin, in Perakalabas, there's a tesis there. Tesis says basa bechalav is not called huta mechlolai. Huta mechlolai means the simple mashmosa of the pasuk is the way the isur is formulated means it should have been asur. And there's a pasuk that says the huta mechlolai. There's an exception to the rule. Pasuk Mechalav says, "Lo sevashul gediba chaleivima." There never was a pasuk in the first place on chicken. That's not huta mechlolai. Chaylev chay is mutter because the pasuk says, "Kol chaylev lo sachelu." Then you have another pasuk, "Kol chaylev adam lo sachelu." Then you have another pasuk says, "Chaylev sharva sev lo sachelu." So you have another pasuk that excludes it. That chaylev chay is mutter. But the one pasuk starts off, chaylev you're not allowed to eat. Sounds like even chaylev chaya. So the fact that chaylev chaya has another pasuk that says, mutter, so chaylev is huta mechlola eitzel chaya. But you don't say by basa b'chola, by chicken is huta mechlola.
You don't make any difference between the chaya behemoth, like you do with chicken and
basa.
In other words, a chaya is a different type of animal.
Chaya is a different type of an animal. There are differences between behemoth and chaya.
Not in this regard. We're saying it's not like chicken and meat.
No, chaylev chay is takmut, the exact same chaylev in a behemoth, it's also with kores, in a chay it's all mutter. Let's say I hunt, I have a deer.
And that's called huta mechlola, you're saying.
Chaylev huta mechlola by chaya.
I'm saying maybe not, because the klal is behemoths, only behemoths are like the category. And chaya is like chickens.
So Tosis asks that, why does the Gemara say basa b'chola, the lava basa b'chola? Is in a certain sense kal because huta mechlola eitzel chicken. Why did the Gemara say the same by fakir? The Gemara says chaylev. The Gemara says chaylev is huta mechlola eitzel chaya. So the isa chaylev in a certain sense is an isa kal. And basa b'chalev is not called huta mechlola. So he says why not? It's the same thing. He say it doesn't apply to chickens and here it doesn't apply to chaya. So they should both be huta mechlola. So he says no. Huta mechlola a little taisis in kalabasa. So Tosfos says, "Huta mechlola means there's a pasuk that sounds like everything is usur. Then you have another pasuk that tells you that there are exceptions to the rule. Chaylev chay is an exception to the rule. The rule is kol dam kol chaylev lo sachel. And then you have a pasuk that tells you chaylev chay is muta. But by the basa mechlola, every single time it says in Chumash, every time it says lo svashuk di b'chalei v'may, never from the first place. There is no pasuk at all that sounds like a chicken should be included." From the very outset, chicken was excluded. There never was, it's not that it's an exception to the rule. It was never included in the rule.
So why is like deal with the nachris so serious? You know, we said like api kabbalah, like all these things happen. If you have ishur sifas torah, where there is a situation where it's mutter.
Okay, huta mechlolai is a klal in midrash haTorah nedreshes ben.
Isn't ishur sifas torah some kind of eros?
There's a machlekes in Rishonim and a machlekes in Yerushalmi, a machlekes Amara, where the beer Rishon is muta ben achri yusa. So according to some, it's tak muta ben achri yusa. Okay. So maybe it will be huta mechlo.
It's also that sits as meratza only for tame, not nosar, or pigle, right? Because tame is actually called with the korban.
Right, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the pasuk that the sits as meratza sounds like we don't know what psul. If the kangadol is wearing the tzitz when they brought a carbon bipsul, so it says the carbon is kosher, carbon is accepted. Which carbon, which psul on which carbon? What happened over there? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. It boils down. The final conclusion is it's meratz ala tuma. How did they decide only on tuma, not a pigle, not a noisa, not on other things? Why only on tuma? So the Gemara seems to say in Menachos Dav Chafei Menach. The Gemara seems to say. Because the pasuk is mashma, the tzitz is only meratz on a psul, that sometimes huta mechlolai. So the Gemara says there, Menachas, maybe it goes on Psul small. The din is that the Kohen has to do the Avodah with the right hand. A Kohen is a lefty, he's not allowed to do Avodah, because it has to be done with this side of the body, has to be the stronger arm. So if he's a lefty, he doesn't have the Yemin, he can't do the Avodah. So, but a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to do with, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh, he has to hold something in the right hand, something in the left hand. So he's doing an Avodah with the left hand. So the Gemara says, isn't Huta Mechlaloi small? The Psul of small is Huta Mechlaloi by Yom Kippur. So maybe the tzitz is meratzah on avodah b'smol. Maybe if a kohen does hakrovas hakrabonis with his left hand, maybe that's when the tzitz is meratzah. How do you know the tzitz is meratzah ala tuma? Because tuma is muta b'tzibur, so uta mechlala it's al tzibur. Maybe the tzitz is meratzah on psul smol, that is uta mechlala by Yom Kippur. The Gemara says no. Yom Kippur is mitzvasa b'kach. Whenever it's mitzvasa b'kach, that's not called uta mechlala. That's a Gemara menachas.
So Mishnah is lachanos.
Right, but how do you, what's the derivation? How do they know? So that's a whole Gemara Menachas Daf Chafei, and there's a Tosfos in the first Perek. A lot of people don't know it from Menachas, know from the Tosfos in Yuma. There's a gigantic Tosfos in Yuma where they discuss that Gemara at length. Here's the Tosfos. They quote the Bala Tosfos from Africa on Daf Zayin on the base. Abunami Bitz and Rabbeinu Vish from Africa. So Tosfos has a whole discussion. The Tosfos starts on Amud Aleph, goes over to Amud Beis. And the Tosfos quotes heavily in there, interpreting that Gemara Menachos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. So they quote from the Gemara that it's only called Huta Mechlal. Let's say Tuma Bitzibur is Muta. It's a mitzvah always to bring karbonis, but Tuma, if it happens once in a yovel that the Kohanim are all tameh, that carbon was brought in a state of tumah. If it's carbon shezman kavua, so the din is tumah's muta b'tzibur. But it's not mitzvah to bekach. It's not that you're ever supposed to do like that. But b'smol, every single Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to take, I already forgot, what does he take? The Torah's b'min and the machta b'smol. So yes, the machta is heavier. So he holds the machta b'smol and the Torah's machta b'min and the Torah's b'smol. So the Gemara says, since mitzvah sebekach, that's what you're supposed to, that's not called huta mechlaloi. So that's a question in our Gemara. Our Gemara, how do you read our Gemara? Our Gemara says, how can you derive from chaylo b'chaveiro? Alam is based on an aleph. The first derivation, minol eli ulo ho, how does the Gemara? The Gemara thought, ulo said in kol ha-terukula, whenever you have mamon and malkus, mamon and mishal milka lo'elohi. So they thought, gomar, he learns a mamatzinu, should have been Chayv Malkus because Elias ben Yosef and his Chayv Mammon and Chamisha Dvar. So I should learn from there to call a Tarkul, and he doesn't get the Malkus and he pays the Mammon. You only pay, make him pay the Mammon, he doesn't get the Malkus. So the Gemara says, maybe he can't derive from Chayv Bachaber because the lav of Elias ben Yosef is Hutta Mechlaloi Eitzel Bezen. What do you mean Hutta Mechlaloi Eitzel Bezen? She came huta mechlala bebezin means it's a weaker lav. Maybe if you have a stronger lav that really deserves malchus, a stronger lav, so then you would get the malchus and you wouldn't pay the mammon. But the lav lo yosef ben yosef was a weaker lav, a haraya huta mechlala bebezin. So maybe over there, since huta mechlala, maybe over there you don't give the malchus. But if it'll be a stronger lav, then you would give the malchus. You wouldn't pay the mammon. What do you mean huta mechlala bebezin? What does it mean? That sometimes Bezin has a mitzvah to give Malkus. The Rambam listed off the 207 cases. That you give Malkus, all the 207 lav, and that you give Malkus. Isn't that mitzvah sebekach? That's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, to give Malkus to a person who deserves Malkus. I mean, we don't want anybody to do any averis. So theoretically, you should never have Malkus. Malkus is always only b'di'evit. No, yeah, but one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. If you have a balaver, he's supposed to give him malkus. That's cool.
You're giving malkus, but you're not supposed to hit it too. So the whole concept of hitting somebody is already embedded.
Right, there's an exception to the rule. Huta mechal means the rule is you're never allowed to beat up another Jew. Lo yosef ben yosef, and here it's an exception to the rule. So that shows the fact that the lav has an exception to the rule. It's a weaker lav. Other lavim, there are no exceptions to the rule. And let's say there's an exception to Tikkoch Nefesh is Decha Kola Torah Kula. So that's not, you're going to say every lav in the Torah is a lav kal, because Mutam Itam Tikkoch Nefesh, that's not correct. That's a Heter Kola Torah Kula. But it means over here, it's Uta Mechlola, it's Odbezen. So the question is, does that really serve to show that the lav Layesib Pen Yosef is a weaker lav because Bezen sometimes beats people up? Bezen beats them up, that's Mitzvah Sebekah. That's the way it's supposed to be. Bezen is supposed to administer Malkus when the guy did an Averim. So does that really count as a legitimate form of Huta Mechlola? According to that Tosis in Yuma, who showed the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chafei, whenever it's Mitzvah Sebekah, so that's not called Huta Mechlola. So Sameach has an interesting or he says, how come we never find that? Funny comment. How can we never find the Gemara that Lo Sirtzach is Huta Mechlola is a Bezen? Maybe you didn't. He said, how come we never find Lo Sirtzach is a weaker lav? Because Bezen sometimes gives the death penalty.
No rules by death penalty.
That's what he has. So he gives an answer. The question is it even a question? The question is it a question? Yeah, how come you never find the Gemara that Lo Sirtzach? So he says it's not true, because Bezen only gives the death penalty after they declare a Gemar Din. He says once Bezen makes a Gemar Din Lemisa, that man has its status of a Garbik Tila. So Horga in an Eregolam. So whoever will kill him. So the Yer Samech says Bezen doesn't give the death penalty until they first declare the person with a Gemar Din Lemisa. Gemar Din Lemisa says he's considered a Garbik Tila. The Horga in an Eregolam. So therefore, By Misa's Bezen, the Lav Lo Sirtzach is never considered Huta Mechlola. But by Malkus, what are you going to say? Bez makes a Gemar Din LeMalkus, is considered a Gabra Lilka.
He's a Rasha,
but you're not allowed to beat up a Rasha either. But Yosef Ben Yosef says by the Rasha. Not allowed to hit the Rasha.
He says he's not a Rasha anymore.
He's kashalated. So if he does tshuva and he gets the malchus, then he's kashalated. But you're not allowed to hit a Rasha either. There's a lab not to hit a Rasha.
I thought it was Reach only posted
my Zamba.
So the person
is
a Rasha.
Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, does it say Reach? Lo Yosef Akos Makra Niklachicha. All Ben Adma Haveris. That's the question. Choyvel b'chaver, is that bin adam l'chaver, is that Allah bin adam l'amokim? So the Gemara in Bava Kama has a machlokes hatanan, whether mutar l'adam lachbol b'yatzmo, or also l'adam lachbol b'yatzmo. We paskin also l'adam lachbol b'yatzmo. I'm not allowed to harm myself. So you see that it's not a nisa bin adam l'chaver. I'm Michael. I want to cut off my finger. So the Gemara says, also l'adam lachbol b'yatzmo. You're not allowed to. We assume that it's a Bein Adam LaMokim, it's not a Bein Adam LaChaverim. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin gives you all the rules. When do you give Malkus? Has to be Dumi Delav Dachasim, has to be similar to Masach Samashor Bidish. So the Rambam says, has to be a Lav Abom Chlala Se Zain Aloik, has to be, shouldn't be a Lav Anita Klase, it gives you all the rules. So one of the rules is, it can't be an Aver Bein Adam LaChaverim. If it's an Aver Bein Adam LaChaverim, you don't get Malkus. So Akom Machavu Bachaver Pachas Mishaver Pruta is like it. So the Kesem Mishnah raises the question, and that's what the latest farm say, that that's the answer, because Chavu Bachaver is not a Bein Adam Machaver, it's a Bein Adam Lamokam, not Bein Adam Machaver. If it would have been Bein Adam Machaver, it wouldn't be Dumi Delav Dachasima, there wouldn't have been Malkus in the first place. Yeah. So it's interesting, the Gemara says, the first version is Ula holds in Kola Tarakula, Kalechitika Mamayna Malkus, Mamayna Mishal Milka Loiloki. Taisa says when you get to the Maskana, they think that it's not so. It's only these three cases, and he never meant to say that you should extrapolate the Kola Tarakula. Our Gemara says not so. Av Kalechitika Mamayna, but Taisa apparently had a different girsa. But here on Omid Aleph, the Gemara thought that Ula's cloud is in Kola Tarakula. So they thought it's a Mamatzino from Chayvul b'chaveru. So the Gemara said, no. If you're learning a mamatzinu, lemeidin or meshivim, that's what the dingzach. So maybe the reason why you're not like it, if you have a tosa between the you can't get malchus and mamon, it says kedei b'shasai. So which of the two punishments do you give him? So the Torah says, you make him pay, and you don't give him the malchus. The Gemara said, maybe that's a different reason, because the suta mechlola it's a bezin. The lav of Le'yosef Pen Yosef is a weaker lav. Maybe if it would have been a different case, where it's a stronger lav, you would give him the malchus and not make him pay the money. Here it's a weaker lav. So that's the question. That's what it means. Huta Michloloi, because Bezin sometimes gives Malkus? Is that what it means? That's the Shaila. Should not be Mitzvasa Bekach. Mitzvasa Bekach, that's the Tosfos there in Yuma, Dav Zayin on Beis, shows from the Gemara Menachos Dav Kof Hei, whenever it's Mitzvasa Bekach, like by smoke, Avodas Yom Kippur has to be the smoke. Every single year he has to do it. It's not that if it happens like that. So that's a Shaila. Isn't this Malkus Bezin? Isn't that Mitzvasa Bekach? They say no. It's not Mitzvasa Bekach. We don't want anybody to do any Averis. We don't want Bezin ever to give any Malkus. That's called not mitzvah of the kach. That's a question. See, the question when the Gemara says she came who to mechlola be bezin means that bezin administers malchus. Maybe it means something else. The Gemara says that the shliach bezin. The Gemara says, let's say the shliach bezin comes and gives the hasmona to the guy. He should appear in bezin for a din Torah. Din imam, he does want to come. The Gemara says the shliach bezin has the right to beat him up. The Gemara says if a person is doing an Avera and I want to stop him. Maran Baba Kama says a man was in Ebed Ivri and he was living with the Shivcha Knainis, and then after 6 years are up, no more Ebed Ivri. He goes free. And he loves his Shivcha Knainis, so he remains there to live with the Shivcha Knainis. Gemara says you're allowed to beat him up because Obed Inish Dila Nafshe means whoever sees this going on, Nasis Yodik Shliach Bezin. Everyone has a right to function as a Shliach Bezin. Shliach Bezin has a right to beat people up in order to cause them to stop doing aver. That's not Malkus. There's no Malkus over there. To be Kofa ala Mitzvah is a din that the Shliach Bezin has a right to be Kofa.
It's the same idea as Kofin, Shumarotani.
Right, to do a mitzvah. Right, to do a mitzvah, to stop doing an avera. So the Shliach Bezin has a special heter. He has a right to beat people up if it's necessary. So that's probably not Mitzvah Sabikach. That's an ad hoc din, that the Shliach Bezin has a right to beat people up to force them to come to a din Torah. So it could be that that's what the Gemara means. It came Huta Mechloloi. The Bezin, maybe it doesn't mean Huta Mechloloi, that Bezin administers Malkus. Bezin means Malkus is one of the Taryag Mitzvah Sater, it's one of the Ramach Mitzvah Sesei. Maybe that's really Mitzvah Sabikach, maybe that can't count as a Huta Mechloloi. Maybe what it means with Mechlola, that the Gemara learned that from Sukkim, that the Shliach Bezin has a right to beat people up if he feels that it's necessary for them to be Mekai
Mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah, it's a heta. To give Malkus is one of the Ramach Mitzvahs Asay, that Bezin should give Malkus, administer Malkus when it's warranted. And this is a special heta. The Shliach Bezin, ad hoc, if he feels that it's necessary, he has a right to beat people up. It's a mitzvah to keep law and order. Bezin has to keep law and order, so if it's necessary he should beat people up, he has a heter to beat them up. But if he can cajole them without beating them up, they're matot. Malkus, you got to give them Malkus, whether you like it or not. Even if the guy did tshuva, he's a chassidus Rebbe, a tzaddik gomer. If he did an avera years ago and we gave him hasra, you got to give him the Malkus. It doesn't help that he was close to a tshuva 1,000 times over.
So an individual person who sees somebody doing an avera, that's the same thing, that's a heter then.
That's a heter, yeah.
He doesn't have to do it, he doesn't want to.
No, you have to try to get the guy to stop doing the avera. So
if you can
get him to stop doing the avera in another way, you should do that. But it's even permissible to act as a shliach bezin to beat him up.
You don't have to go that far.
See, you don't have to go that far.
You don't need a heter to try to control somebody to stop doing the avera. But to hit somebody.
If it's necessary to cause him to stop doing the avera by beating him up, even at Gidei Kach, we're allowed to do that. But it's not like Malkus. You have to give the Malkus. If you gave Hasra, you have to give Malkus. Even if he did Shuva already years ago, and he's not doing this avera, he's a Tzadik Gomer, I still have to give the Malkus. But this is a heter. If need be, the Shliach Bezdin, or Obedin Ishiv and Abshel Afrusha Meisura, Kolodom, is Nasus Yadik Shliach Bezdin. That's the Gemara Bakama. Afrusha Misur, everyone has the right and the obligation to act as if he's a Shliach Bezin. So he even has the right to beat him up if necessary to cause him to stop doing the Aver. So this is the Gemara. So first the Gemara thought it's a Mama Tzino from Choy Baba Haver. Then they ding Zachnosh, Ken Huta Mechlola Bezin. Maybe the lav of Layes Miyasim is a weaker lav. In any other lav where it's a stronger lav, you give the Malkus, you don't make him pay the Mammon. But over here, it's a weaker lav. Because who to mechlola it's al bez. Gemara says elo gama mi ed mizon. It's a different mamatzin. And then Gemara is going to have a taina against that. Gemara says elo an amid beis. No, it's really a gzereshav. Okay, so tomorrow we have to start from the elo an amid al bez gama. Tomorrow, I have to give the shiur a little later than usual, because I have to give a shiur here for the smicha students on Erevin. So I have to give a shiur in the classroom between 12 and 1. So our shiur will be at 1:15. Instead of 1:45, we'll start 1:15. Okay?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I think we made up.